At 8:46 tomorrow morning, the time when the first plane hit the World Trade Center in New York a year ago, singers and musicians around the world will perform Mozart's Requiem. More than 170 concerts in 24 countries are part of the Rolling Requiem. It's a coordinated day-long series of performances of Mozart's final composition. The Rolling Requiem was the brainchild of volunteers from the Seattle Symphony Chorale. Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports.
One evening last January, after the Seattle Symphony and its 130-member chorale finished a performance of Mozart's Requiem, chorale member Madeline Johnson says a woman in the audience came up to one of the singers.
She said, halfway through it, I had this vision of all of you and other choral singers ringing ground zero, singing Mozart's Requiem, one voice for each person who was lost.
Johnson says the all-volunteer chorale took the idea seriously. The singers formed a committee to explore the possibility of traveling to Lower Manhattan to sing on September 11th.
It seemed logistically really challenging to get more or less 4,000 singers and probably 1,500 instrumentalists and who knew how many conductors to ground zero on the first anniversary. And so we figured the best way to realize the spirit of this woman's vision was to invite choirs all around the world to sing.
Emails went out looking for choirs. The Seattle singers had no idea what kind of response they'd get until 2 days later, when Madeline Johnson's phone rang at 5:15 in the morning. A Norwegian reporter was on the line.
I answered his questions, and then I immediately turned on my computer and sent everyone an email saying, guess what? And it was like Christmas morning that day. The email lit up. These responses started pouring in from all over the world, and I never went back to bed that day. I just kept working.
One of the first choirs to respond was Ave Sol, a 26-member professional chamber group from Riga, Latvia. Choir manager Gerts Gailidis says there was no question Ave Sol would participate. He says Latvians have experienced many attacks on their homeland, and they've always tried to respond with art, not arms.
Seems hundreds and thousands of years, we know what that means. And for us, yeah, that's the usual thing, to sing against enemies, sing against occupants, to sing against the pressure and the power. The intellect can achieve more, or else you will stand with a gun in a hand, and that's not a better thing to do.
Gailidis's choir will perform with members of 18 other Latvian choral groups in the largest cathedral in Riga. The concert will be broadcast on Latvian television and radio and streamed live on the internet. Not every performance will be so elaborate. Rolling Requiem organizers have enlisted elementary school choirs, community singers, church groups, and volunteer choirs to perform Mozart's Requiem starting at exactly 8:46 a.m. wherever they are.
Just a reminder, these 16th notes are all non-legato.
Most choral singers are familiar with Mozart's Requiem, but the story behind it is a bit of a mystery. It was commissioned by a widowed count to honor his late wife, but he wanted it kept secret. When Mozart accepted the commission, he was already dying. The composer was only able to finish 7 of the Requiem's 12 movements. Seattle Symphony Music Director Gerard Schwartz says Mozart's widow, Constanza, was left with near-completed sketches and no money to feed her family.
She went to one of his students who did a few bars and couldn't do it. Then she went to Sussmeier, another one of his students, to finish it. And Sussmeier did. Not only did he finish it, he wrote a couple of his own movements, including the Benedictus.
Thank you.
In a sense, Mozart was writing his own Requiem. It's a work so wrapped up in death that some people think it's not the thing to perform on September 11th.
One could say it's a downer because is it about death? Well, what happened was a downer. There's no question. It was a very depressing moment for us all. Now, at the end of the Requiem, I add a piece, the Ave Verum Corpus, which Mozart wrote also in his last year. And I add it because I find that to be the most fitting way for this Requiem to end, and since Mozart himself didn't finish it.
Gerard Schwartz and members of the Seattle Symphony and its chorale will perform Mozart's Requiem at Safeco Field, home of the Seattle Mariners. Rolling Requiem organizers expect up to 20,000 people to attend. Gerard Schwartz says the performance will demand as much of the audience as it does the musicians.
They too have to make an effort. Get up early in the morning and, in a sense, go to church. The church is Safeco Field. The minister or the rabbi or the priest is Mozart. And they want to be there to experience Mozart's words.
And his music. The Rolling Requiem begins in Auckland, New Zealand. It ends in Time Zone 24, American Samoa. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.